from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The politics of race worry Guyanese, but it's the independence question that's dividing one new party in Montserrat. A former St. Lucian Prime Minister wants cable and wireless to move with the times. And the people of the Cayman Islands object to gay rights laws. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Just 4 weeks ahead of the March 19th general election, there's a flurry of activity among Guyana's political parties. Two of the smaller parties held important events at the weekend, but Colin Smith reports that both activities left many Guyanese wondering whether the country will ever break out of the mould of racial politics.
A party called Rise, Organize and Rebuild, known as ROAR, yesterday launched what it called its Blueprint for Guyana. This is the first time that ROAR will participate in an election, and a recent opinion poll projected it would capture at least two seats. ROAR does admit that it is campaigning mainly for Indian rights. However, the party's leader, Mr. Ravi Dev, said yesterday that he is committed to a government of national unity.
Because we see no future for this country unless the major races, the Africans, the Indians and the Amerindians, can all come together. Not as the lion and the lamb. We don't